Estamos.
You're. I'm just saying, bro, it's episode 100. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff, man. Y'all know that spill. But hold on, man. Before I even go into that, man, we are episode 100. That's crazy, bro. Right. I mean, let's do a little round of applause for ourselves real quick. You know what I'm saying? To get it for 100. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long journey, you feel me? But y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever you listen to a podcast, we there. Just search us up, I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast, and show us some love. But, you know, I want to wish everybody a, you know.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
and all happy that. Holidays, all that.
We ain't been here in a little minute, a couple weeks, but you know, I want to wish everybody, you know, a good 2022. You feel me? But bro, you know what we starting with, my boys. You feel me? I'm just proud of them because at the end of the day, I kept all my receipts. I remember everything everybody was saying. I remember at the beginning of the season, we were predicted to be the 28th ranked team, if I'm not mistaken. We were supposed to be last in the division. That's what they said. They had Jalen Hurts was not going to be a, they said he was going to be a, wasn't even going to be a top 40 quarterback. I remember that. They said they wasn't, they said then that's how they disrespectful they was getting. Like, think about that. Do the math.
Not they top say he's 40.
Do the math. They say he's not going to be a top 40. That's how disrespectful they were saying. So basically they saying this man was going to get benched or whatever the case may be. That's what was going on, man.
They thought Gardner Minshew was going to step in?
This was before Gardner Minshew. We didn't have Gardner Minshew at the beginning of the season, so you can't even say that. All I can say is, like, to all the haters, like, yo, man, like, how y'all feeling? I ain't even going to curse y'all out. I ain't even going to go that route. I'm just going to say, how y'all feeling? And I don't want the Eagles fans that when we was 2-5, I don't want y'all. I don't want y'all. Y'all stay where y'all at. Now, at the end of the day, I will say this. As an Eagles fan, I did not expect anything. But also as an Eagles fan, I said, we going to make the playoffs. We going to be number one in the division. I said all of that. It might have sounded crazy at the time, which I thought I sounded crazy too.
Right.
But now looking back on it, I don't seem too crazy, do I? I mean, as far as the division, I mean, y'all kind of had that, but hey, man, anything could have happened. But like we see, you start off 2-5.
Crazy saying y'all was going to win the division, but
hey, man, I had to motivate my boys, and it worked. You see, it worked. They heard me.
We won the playoffs regardless, so it don't even matter. We
in the offs. I'm about to say, we in the offs. That's all I care about. We ain't even got to play our next game. We can sit the starters. Yo, y'all relax. You know what I'm saying? Go get the sides. You feel what I'm saying? Go get that therapy, all that. You feel me? Get the body right.
Crazy.
You feel me? Get yourself together. You feel me? Get your mental together because it's game time, baby. You feel me? Listen, we playing with house money. And I know whoever we play, they better watch their ass. They better be on their A game because we got the number one rushing offense in the NFL. Listen, that's a recipe for success. Our defense been hot. Now, we have been playing bad quarterbacks. We have been playing bad competition. Washington and New York, and I understand that. And I will give people that. We have the competition has been bad. Well, every time we've been played a good quarterback this year, we got smoked. So, I'm going to calm down. But at the end of the day, we're not the same team we were at the beginning of the season when we were facing all those good quarterbacks. It's not our fault that the tail end of the season just happened to be easy for us. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I believe we on the road, man. Like I said, the way Jalen Hurts is so poised, like I said, from day one, he's still that poised. They asked him, like, why don't you celebrate? Like, the last interview, they like, why are you celebrating? He said, because we're not done. We're not done. What am I celebrating? He said, I let all the other guys go out there and celebrate accomplishments and stuff like that. That's cool, but we're not done. Yeah, we just got to the playoffs. That's cool. That's cute, but
we got bigger goals. We got bigger goals than that.
Nothing yet. You feel what I'm saying? We said we was going. That was our mission, to get to the playoffs, and we did it. All right, we completed that. Now it's the next step. You feel what I'm saying? You got to add those pieces to the puzzle. So at the end of the day, I just want to say that I'm proud of my boys. Started off 2-5, ended up 9-7. Could go 10-7. Who knows how the game will end up? Because y'all not gonna play y'all starters, and neither are we. I don't think. So it's just gonna be a throwing. You know, anybody gonna win that game? So we can end up going from 4-12 last year.
Something like that.
To 10-7 or 9-8. It don't even matter. Like, it's, I'm just proud of my boys, man. Hey, man. And all that Carson Wentz stuff. Carson Wentz took an 11-5 team, and now they 9-7. That's all I'm going to say. They got worse. So it ain't even like he, there was no upgrade. My man Jalen Hurts came in here. Y'all want to give him all that hell. He took a 4-11, 4-12 team to 9-7, clinching the playoffs. His first season really starting. But y'all, but he wasn't good enough to be a starting quarterback. So that's all I got to say. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fuck you, how about? And you can go on and talk about your girl, girls.
I mean, I'm happy for y'all, man. I like to see y'all in the playoffs. That's good for the league, you know?
That's good for the league. Oh, man. There you go.
Good for the league. It's not good for the league to have the Eagles in the playoffs. I would hate to see Washington or the Giants in the playoffs. I would hate to see that personally. I would much rather see the Eagles in the playoffs.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see y'all in the playoffs. So you were different than me. I don't want to see the Cowboys in the playoffs. I'm sorry.
It's good for the league because I think one of them teams that could beat a lot of teams, surprisingly, every year, like it seems like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, stop digging, though. Talk about your team, though. You digging in the Eagles too much right now. Like, get off my team.
I was giving y'all props. You just went on this long spiel and I can't talk about them for 10 seconds.
I'm just saying, you're a Cowboys fan. I want you to go on a long spiel.
I can't talk about them for 10 seconds.
You could go on a long spiel. You could go on a 1,000-second spiel about your team, but don't be over here trying to hype my squad up. Because what you're trying to do is, you scared because you don't know if we're going to meet in the playoffs. So don't even
If we play y'all, we packing y'all up.
What the hell make you think you packing us up?
What make me think that? Yeah. I don't think y'all could beat us this year. I don't think y'all can.
Go ahead, bro.
I go ahead and talk about my boys though.
Yeah, please go ahead. Because you know I ain't trying to hear that shit.
We definitely just lost to the Cardinals. We've been playing like shit the last couple weeks, but that's how we usually do. We're hot and cold, so we need to get this last little corny game out of our system, and we need to come into the playoffs hot. That's what we need to do. Whoever we face, that's what we need to be focused on, bro. I ain't worried about none of this other stuff. That kills me. Didn't Michael Gallup get injured? Like, is he done for the season? He done for the year?
Yep.
So that's another blow, but
– anybody be a free agent? Damn.
Yeah, so I don't know, though. That might – I don't know, because I like that with Dak, but then I don't at the same time, because that means now he's going to have to use Amari more in a sense. So it's going to be Amari, CeeDee, and Schultz. But CeeDee and Schultz is clearly his favorite two targets, bro. Like, he want to throw them the ball. If he could throw everybody else the ball as accurate as he throw them to the ball.
And this Cedric Wilson guy, he's starting to like him a lot.
Yeah, he is starting to like him a lot. He like everybody but Amari, apparently. And that's who he need to be getting the ball, because he be open. I don't be understanding it. He the route running guy. So I don't know, bro. But we just need to get back in our hot streak. Whoever we see, I don't know. I think we could get past the first round this year. I think we definitely packing somebody up in the first round. We gonna see
I believe
in the second round.
If y'all play a team like the Rams with good wide receivers, y'all gonna get packed up. Because Trayvon Diggs gambling is going to cost y'all in the playoffs. It's nice during the season to get all those picks and lead the league in picks. But during the playoffs, all that gambling on double moves, you let old-ass A.J. Green. I'm going to let you finish, but yeah. Hey, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
Y'all might get packed up, bro. Because Trayvon Diggs, he nice. And y'all defense is playing good. And y'all opportunistic. And, yeah, y'all get them turnovers. But, hey, man.
In the playoffs, it's a different game. It's a different brand of football.
Oh, man. Y'all got to play Devontae. I don't know. Y'all defense playing crazy, though, so I can't even – you mean I ain't going to disrespect y'all, but go ahead.
What if he start playing different in the playoffs, too? Then he just different. What if he say, all right, I got my little – I wanted to go get my picks in the regular season. Now I'm about to just strap me. It's my island.
Hey.
We're going to see what he's going to have to do. But he's going to have to face a lot of number one receivers. Devontae Smith, Cooper Kupp if we play them. Well, I don't know. With the Cardinals, I guess AJ Green is the number one, but he's a number one by trade, but he's
Devontae
not
Devontae Adams. You not think Devontae, no, Devontae Adams. Adams?
I said him first.
Oh, I'm about to say that's.
I mean, Cooper Kupp was the first two.
Yeah,
and Cooper, then you gotta think about it. The Rams still got Odell. We not gonna act like he just trash because he's not.
Yeah.
Not trash at all. So we gonna see, bro. Devontae Smith, he's all right. Now we was talking before the podcast. We was comparing him and Ja'Marr Chase, and Ja'Marr Chase is a little bit different, but he's different too. I'm not gonna act like he not.
Yeah, he's I'm different. Low-key sick, it's y'all just got him. It's just levels to the differences, yeah. If that makes sense. It's just,
it's just
that's
a
all. No disrespect. It's just, I'm gonna just stop it right there because Devontae Smith is my guy. That's it. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah, it's just a little different. But I don't know. It's a lot of receivers in the NFC playoffs, bro. We about to see. I still like my guy Rondale Moore on the Cardinals too, but I feel like they ain't been. I don't know what it is. He get open, so I don't know what it is. Like he just ain't been in the offense lately. So
they need D-Hop, bro. They need D-Hop, and they also didn't have Chris Edmonds for a while, which I think a lot of people didn't realize how much that hurt them. I think that hurt them a lot, not having Chris Edmonds, because you got that 1-2 punch. Now, granted, James Conner was running good, but at the end of the day, he wasn't running for a lot of yards. He was just getting touchdowns. Yeah. He was just getting touchdowns. Not just, but, you know, because that's a lot. I'm just saying, though. I think with that 1-2 punch, of, you know what I'm saying, it's going to wear teams down a little bit more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it. I think that's, and obviously they don't have D-Hop. Like you don't have D-Hop on your team, it's gonna be a big difference. Trust me, because he can just throw that joint up. Like you know what I'm saying? A lot of those plays when he's scrambling around and he gotta, you know, run now. Some of those are just throws to D-Hop and stuff like that. So, I mean,
yeah, that makes sense.
That'd be all right, though.
But we could get right into.
That's all you have for your Cowgirls? Damn, yeah, bro, I'm surprised. No hyping up the defense. Mm-mm. No, nothing.
I hype them up. I hype them up next episode. We gotta see what they do week 17. Man.
I mean, y'all could clinch the number 2 seed, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. So we gotta go into this game and get a W.
See, you too humble for me, man.
We gotta go into this game and get a W. That's all I know.
I mean, you think y'all gonna play y'all starters though? Because it really don't matter, but it does.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I don't think we can afford not to.
I don't think the Eagles should, because it doesn't matter. We in the wild card either way. So we don't. I don't care who we play. We gonna get. It's gonna be shuffled up anyway. Who we play. So,
right.
I don't care. Just rest the starters. I want to be healthy. We already don't got Miles Sanders for the playoffs. So, yo, we need everybody to be healthy. Like seriously. Like I don't got time.
Right. Yeah.
Let's just get it in
there. I don't know. Our shit, like, it's like we just need dudes to be playing. Like, I don't know. It seemed like dudes ain't play together all season, but they did. Like, they did for a couple weeks, then it was chalk. Now everybody just start getting different injuries.
What's like, up with Zeke?
Crazy. I don't know, bro. Zeke hurt. Pollard hurt. I mean, Pollard got the foot, Joe. He been playing through it, but he still got the foot, Joe.
He been snapping, though. Don't look like
he been snapping, but he still got the foot, Joe. It's still there. We know it's there.
But they say the more you know, because they say you're just supposed to play on it, or you're just supposed to just let it heal by itself or something like that. And they say after you tear it, it's like it's easier for it to heal or something like that, like, or it doesn't ever tear again or some weird shit like that. But it's something that you can play through. That's so true. I mean, he took a week off and then he was right back at it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think he'll be all right. That's my guy. He almost got me to the, you know what I'm saying? I could have got to the chip this year. You know what I'm saying? I was close, man. Or I would have had a chance at it. I'm going to just say that. I would have had a chance at it.
I'm pissed my team ain't do nothing the first week against Luch.
I don't even want to talk about fantasy. I lost another game. Yo, bro, I was in Naj's league. Bro, first of all, hold on, because I got to tell you what it was, the score was, because I took it off as soon as he passed me by like a tenth of a point, and I said, are you fucking kidding me? It was A.J. Dillon. He needed A.J. Dillon to give him 20-something points, and he did it! I said, are you fucking kidding me? AJ Dillon got 2 touchdowns. I'm like, where the fuck is Aaron Jones? Where the fuck is Aaron Jones? This nigga AJ Dillon almost had 1,000 yards from scrimmage as a backup. Where the fuck is Aaron Jones at, man? Bro, I was so pissed, bro. I was so pissed. Hold on, because this was crazy. You know how I lost. I lost by 2 kneel downs in my league. I lost 96 to 97, bro. Check, peep this. He had Antonio Gibson in.
Right.
I had, listen, dog, it don't even add up. I don't know how he beat me, bro. It just, I had Josh Allen, Sony Michel, Cordell Patterson, Debo. Oh, Marquise Brown, bitch ass, that fumble. That's what happened. Because I'm like, why? Who was it? He gave me one. He had a fumble. Okay. But yeah, he had one. I had Michael Gallup. Of course, he tears his ACL. Of fucking course. I had George Kittle. Nigga had fucking 1 reception for 29 yards. Then he had 1 fucking carry for 6 yards. Point shaving. And then I had Buffalo's kicker. Of course, he had 3 extra points, no field goals. And I had the Chargers defense, man. I'm done. I lost by one. But we ain't gonna get, we ain't gonna talk about fantasy. But
at least you made it that far.
Speaking of fantasy, I know whoever had Jamar Chase
and Joe Burrow.
And Joe Burrow this week in their championship. Oh my God.
I feel bad for your opponent.
Shout out to the Bengals. Whoever had
Jamar Chase. Because he go crazy. That's crazy. He had like 50, 60 points in whatever format you could have imagined. Like, it don't matter.
Yo, shout out to the Bengals for clinching their division.
Yeah, that's why I brought that. That's why I had to bring that up. He was cooking the Chiefs defense. Oh, my God.
But it was crazy at first because at the beginning of the game, it looked like the Chiefs was about to take off again. I'm like, oh, the Chiefs about to take off again. Here we go. Here we go. Joe Burrow and them wasn't looking that good, and then they just got on a roll. Jamar Chase, oh my God. Who you say it was? It was Snead, and it was somebody else.
Charvarius Ward or somebody like
that. Oh, yeah, Charvarius. Oh, brother. It just got bad. It got so bad. That man caught 260-plus-yard touchdowns on you.
And the one John was super – they both was nasty, but
the tiptoe with the one hand, John? Oh, it looked Odell like it, like the way he held the ball up and just was like, yeah, I want y'all to see the ball. I got it. It's easy. Don't worry about it. This is easy money.
Different, bro.
Yeah, like you can't, you just don't find that. You find what I'm saying? Like it's not easy to find that, bro.
I'm still kind of sick because I think we got another one in our division if he could stay healthy. Tooney.
You know what,
bro?
You know what? When we do our early season, what's the names, you know, in a couple months, he's definitely going to be on my list. Because when he gets the ball in his hand, you can tell. Like, he get it and you be like, oh, he look like CeeDee.
He gets CeeDee the ball, start getting the ball in like his hand, mad. You be like,
whoa, what are you doing? Yeah, so that game, I forgot it was against Tampa Bay when he had those 10 receptions for like a buck something. He was cooking them.
That was his only game that he really like snap. But that was the only game. I was about to say that was the only game that I think him and Daniel Jones was on the field at the same time and they both wasn't hurt. Like, that was the only game.
Yeah, they wide receivers, their whole team was just trashed all year as far as they wide receivers and all that. Then the quarterback went out. Like, that Giants ain't nothing good was going for the Giants this year.
I'm going to keep it.
They got some top picks, and I'm sick about it because they're going to get some of them Georgia players or something. I know they're going to do something crazy. They're going to get that wide receiver from Ohio. What was it? Ohio State that put up 300-something yards and had, like, 3 touchdowns. I can't even pronounce the name. Y'all know who I'm talking about that just snapped out. Giants going to get somebody. What was you about to say, though?
I don't even remember, bro. What was I about to say?
I don't know, bro.
It was probably something about the Giants, too.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Brethren. Oh, I was about to say shout out to Kenny Golladay for getting that contract, man. Because, like, he ain't really do nothing all season. I'm not really a fan of robbery, but I am a fan of, you know, nigga getting his money. So he got his money. Regardless, he might come through a snap next season. He might still not. But guess what? He got his money. So, hey, he played for that contract. He might get backed up because they got three other receivers that they might try to go forward with. Never know. But
they still going to pay him, though.
Right. He got his bread. He earned that, John. So, hey, I don't know if I would have signed him. But, yeah, I probably would have before I got Tony. But after I got Tony, I would have said, no. I don't know, but they signed him before they got Tony, so you can always say that in hindsight.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I mean, hey, you don't know what was going to happen in the draft, so you got to make sure you solidify. Yeah. I mean, which I didn't really get because they had Sterling Shepard in. Well, Darius Slayton always dropping.
Sterling Shepard always hurt, so you got one nigga always dropping passes and one nigga always on the sideline.
Yeah.
Because Sterling Shepard be snapping early every season, bro. And then what he get hurt.
Yeah.
Every season.
I'm not going to lie. Sterling Shepard last year won me the chip. He won me the chip last year.
He came back late. He was hurt last season.
Started snapping. I picked him up out of free agency. It was the best pickup because he helped me win a chip. I thought Cordell Patterson was going to be that for me this year, but he couldn't keep it going. Mike Davis started getting in the rotation, messing everything up.
Right. Shit crazy.
But listen, bro. I know we talking about all this stuff with the NFL. You know we got to talk about the number one topic.
What's up, AB?
Yeah. What was you about to say, though, before the AB? You said, speaking of, what was you about to say?
I was about to say something about the Titans clinching the number one seed, but we could talk about AB first, bro. We could definitely talk about AB first, and I don't know what to say about it, for real. I'm just I just hope he's at peace with his decision. Like, I don't know what else to say.
That's all you got to say about it?
Yeah. I might have something else to add, but
I ain't going to go no long spill, but that was probably the craziest thing I've ever seen in sports. You know, when fans run on this field or run on the court and stuff like that, that'd be like, whoa, what's going on? Like, yeah, that'd be like some weird moments and stuff like that. But that might be as far as players and stuff happening on the field, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, what are you doing, bro? During the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've seen stuff before the game. We've seen stuff after the game crazy. You know what I'm saying? You've never seen that. And I just be saying, I've been seeing all these posts and stuff, and It to me, it's something behind it. Yes, AB was being AB, and hey, man, he's done in the NFL. It's a wrap for him. I wouldn't give him a chance, and they ain't even about nothing else. I don't care about his talent. The dude is too erratic. Like, it's like, who knows what he's going to do? So, but people were saying that it was some sketchy stuff going on with them, that they didn't want him to get his incentive.
Right.
He needed, like, 8 more catches or something like that to get his $300,000 incentive or something like that he needed, because I think he got fines. I think he was trying to pay his fines or whatever the case may be with that. So I don't know how true that is, but at the same time, I don't want to sit here and be down on a dude or talk about something that we don't know what the hell went down on that sideline. He could have been hurt. I heard the story that he said he hurt himself, and he was like, I'm not going back in the game. And they tried to force him back in the game, and he just like got pissed off. Like, you know what? Well, F y'all. If I'm telling y'all I'm hurt, y'all don't believe me, then I ain't got time for this. Not the right way to do it, but at the end of the day, hey, man, it's understandable. You find what I'm saying? It's like, hey, y'all trying to make me risk my health for this little game against the Jets. Like, come on, this game don't even really matter, even if we lose it. Like, for real, like, yeah, we might slide a spot or two down in a play. So what?
None of that matter when you got Tom Brady on your team. You just got to make the playoffs.
Exactly. That's the whole point. So I don't know. But it was weird. And I want to know what happened. Like, you know, we're going to know. He going to come out and tell us.
He's definitely going to figure it out eventually.
He's going to tell us what happened. But I definitely think it was something weird going on where they was trying not to let him. Because we seen what's his face? Chris Godwin. Get 20-something targets in a game, right? 19, what do you have, 18, 19 receptions on the game? Something stupid. Dude almost had like 20 receptions. I know they start bringing up the Brandon Marshall and all of that. you know, thing on the screen and all that on the screen. Because when
Brandon Marshall really went crazy. Who was that? Brandon Marshall and Ryan? Was that Ryan Tannehill or was that Jay Cutler?
No, that was Jay Cutler. That was Jay Cutler. They was going crazy. They was going crazy because that's when he had what's his name on the other side. He had Alshon Jeffrey on the other side. That was a young Alshon Jeffrey too, like fresh Alshon Jeffrey when he was like that.
Different on offense, bro. They just was.
And that was Brandon Marshall at his best. That was Brandon Marshall at his peak. Like that man was damn. He was like a top five fantasy player.
It was Jay Cutler. That's who it was.
Oh yeah, I'm about to say what you mean. Yeah, because their defense was all right too, and they had running backs.
Yep,
not who they were, but
it was Jay Cutler, man. I know they had no Sean Moreno at one point. They had a couple other backs,
they had
too.
Some running backs, bro.
They had it.
It was Jay Cutler fought. That's exactly who fought.
Always, always fooling in the playoffs. Always fooling when they need them most.
It's always something, bro. But
yeah, with the AB stuff, bro, it had to be something, bro. Like, that just didn't make no sense, bro. Ain't nobody going to do that. Take their pads off. Take their equipment off. Just go and just leave the stadium like that. Something had to go on, but I just can't wait to see what happened, bro.
I'm going to keep it a bean, bro. So I do have something to add to the conversation. If it wasn't just AB having a random outburst, then I probably agree with whatever the issue was. Because if you take me out when I'm 3, 5, 8, however many catches before incentive, I'm going to be upset. And if I tell you, like, nah, my ankle feel crazy right now after halftime or whatever, I'm not going back in the game. Like, I mean, I'm 34 years old. I'm here to win the championship. I'm not here for regular season. We already, you know what I'm saying? Like, I probably agree with him either way, because the money part is just crazy, because it's just like, that's when you see the business. That's when you really see the business. And then it's like the other part is, well, it's a bottom line business, so you got to know that. And then the other part is with the ankle injury is, since what happened to KD, I don't care what you tell me. If the athlete don't feel fine with playing, I'm on the athlete side.
Yeah, and that's – thank you. Go ahead. And it ain't that even was a like, great point.
And it ain't even like KD said he didn't feel fine playing or whatever, but I remember the reports. The reports said he could not – the report said that he could not injure that any further.
And yeah, he was pressured.
Anybody with eyeballs can see, if you have a calf injury, everything in that leg is probably chalk. If you have a groin injury, both of your legs is chalk. You can't move them too fast. And we just that's not even the whole Achilles thing and everything. If you have a groin injury, both of your legs is chalk. You can't move either one of them too fast.
I don't think it was ever a calf injury. I think they were lying about that. I think it was always his Achilles. They just didn't want to say it because they didn't want to scare everybody, and they didn't want everybody else to be like, well, why did y'all make him play if y'all knew if that was his Achilles that was hurt? You know what I'm saying? That's why they say calf.
And I think I agree 1,000% with you, my brother, because and that's why I'm on the athlete side in that case. So if that was the case, I 1,000% agree with AB. It's nothing you could really tell me at that point. I'm listening to the athlete. If he say his body don't feel right, his body don't feel right. Y'all could clear him all y'all want. KD got cleared, and we seen him go. Yeah, he was cleared. He was going crazy, but that's just because he different. He said, I'm going to score 20 in 5 minutes, however, 3 minutes, whatever it was. He was going stupid, but that's just because he a different type of bull.
Yeah.
As soon as that
they were going
leg blew up, though, as soon as that leg blew up, though, what everybody at home say? Oh, I told y'all. Yep. I told y'all. Everybody was like, I told y'all. He shouldn't have played.
We knew it. Bro. Everybody knew it.
I told y'all.
He hyped us up, though. But you know what it was? He hyped us up in that hallway.
He was going crazy in the hallway.
He went crazy. He said, said, all right, he ready then.
But
he
you can't tell ready. Me that's he not you can't tell dance. Me that's not somebody who didn't agree with, like, who didn't listen to the medical staff, bro. He really thinking he good, bro. Like, what? He thinking I'm good. I'm in the hallway getting down, getting everybody hyped. We about to go out here Friday's
new. Yeah, he did that on the Achilles leg too. Like I said, all right.
I'm saying
he must be good then. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I'm listening.
Yeah, that AB stuff was weird, bro.
I'm listening to the athlete, bro. So if either one of them scenarios happen, I'm If either one of them scenarios happen, I'm on AB's side. I'm probably on AB's side either way because it's probably a lot that's not going to come out until certain people retire and have they different little talks and different stuff like that. Tom Brady retirement going to be crazy since we own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and AB. His retirement going to be crazy.
He getting ready for his podcast, bro. Sometimes I know you probably don't want to listen to that shit, but like he be having some hot takes on there. He got a podcast that I forgot what it's called, but I can't remember. But look up Tom Brady podcast.
Watch how much that joint. You matter of fact, you tell me how much it turned up after he retired. I know he's gonna go crazy on there.
He's gonna have the number one podcast. Like there's no question about it. He's no question about it. No question about it. He's gonna have the number because he's gonna be spilling everything. He's gonna be giving you all the tea, telling you everything. Like how he probably gonna be telling you how you cheated and all that. Like he was talking with Charles Woodson about the fumble against the what was that, the Raiders or whatever, when he smacked it out. Man, and they called
Raiders
it
the tuck one rule. Of them.
Yeah, and they called it the tuck rule. So they was replaying it, and he was tapping the ball and all that. Charles Woodson came up and smacked it out of his hand, and he was like, so what is that, Tom? He was like, it's a fumble. He was like, exactly. And they start cracking up and all that. He said, hey, but they called it the tuck rule. I was like, yo, this is, yo, Tom going, yo, his podcast going to go.
No, but that's real, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he being real. Like, he was like, they called it the tuck rule. What you want me to do? He said, I know it's a fumble.
He said, but I'm going to argue it, though.
Yeah, yeah, just like everybody else. Step out of bounds, anything. I know I stepped out of bounds, but you ain't finna tell me I stepped out of bounds. Like,
right, no, I didn't step out of bounds. What are you talking about?
Any competitive person, any athlete that ever played any sports, you going to do that. You going to lie. We ain't like the bull on the commercial. Coach, I stepped out of bounds. And I know the commercial, you know what I'm talking about. The boy talking about some coach. I stepped out of bounds. And then they gave the other team.
All right,
the
go act like you didn't. What is you talking about?
Like, what you? We got the ball. What are you talking about? Go.
Act like you didn't.
Yeah. Like, don't tell the referee nothing. What are you talking about? He called. What did he call? But, bro. Dude,
that's funny as hell, bro.
Besides that, like, with the NFL, like, you got anything else?
The Titans clinching a one seed. I just think that's crazy, bro. They've been kind of, I don't know, that division. You could kind of see that division was kind of up for grabs for them and the Colts. And throughout the season, you could see that. And then it's like the AFC, you could see like a couple teams started to look like they wasn't real. And then a couple teams started to pick it up. Like the Chiefs picked it up. The Bengals kind of been on a steady even keel, and they ended up securing their division. And then it was the Chiefs picked it up. It was somebody who was frying and fell off a cliff. Who was it?
Are the Chargers?
The Bills. It was the Bills.
The Bills was undefeated
or something. And then they started facing real teams, and they lost like two out of three, and then they lost like two out of the next three or something like that. It's something crazy like that. But, yeah, the Bills fell off a cliff. The Chiefs picked it up. So I just think it's kind of crazy that the Titans and Mike Vrabel, they just stayed the shit, bro. They lost Derrick Henry. They lost Julio.
And that's what's so crazy, bro.
What, Derrick
Henry? That's the crazy part. Yeah, that they did it without Derrick Henry.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You lose Derrick Henry. You lose Julio, but that's kind of expected. Anybody who play fantasy football, you know you're going to lose Julio throughout the season. But A.J. Brown, then you lose A.J. Brown for most of the season too, like you just said.
They had the Westbrook, Chester Rogers, and all of them. Jeremy McNichols was their leading wide receiver. Fursker. He was their leading wide receiver 1 week. Fursker, whatever his name is. Another tight end.
Foreman, Hilliard.
Anybody's. And that just goes to coaching, bro. Like, and Vrabel got them dudes ready to play.
And you know what, bro? I'm going to give it to coaching the most, but I'm gonna give it to Ryan Tannehill too, because he's been the one consistent on that team, bro. He's been the one consistent on that offense, bro. Him and that the offensive line, they've been trying. They've been making it work. Him and the offensive line, bro. They've been trying.
Him and the offensive line. Guess he was trying to prove that Derrick Henry don't carry him all the time. I mean, because he does. Derrick Henry does carry him.
He does carry him. You know that.
Yeah, he can be. He can be okay without Derrick Henry. Let me say that. Yeah, right, he can be okay. Right. He can do it without him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows he's a character. They had the team on his Zach. That's doing crazy. But I know he feeling lovely. Like, they clinched the number
one
seed.
Make sure that niggas know that he could actually play football too. He not the greatest passer, but guess what? He got a little bit of speed and he got toughness. And he gonna try Shout to play to smart.
For reviving his career though.
Fact.
Because when he was in Miami, it looked like it was a wrap. It looked like he was gonna be a career backup. And shout out to him for getting opportunity and beating out Mariota. And like, shout out to him.
Bro, what would you do? I don't know, bro. That's a tough situation. I be thinking about some of the places that these dudes get drafted, bro. And
yeah, I was about to say that. It'd be so bad for him,
bro.
Yo, you know what I'm gonna say to you too? I've been saying this Zach Wilson kid is bad.
He all right, bro.
He's not that bad. He's the worst quarterback in his draft, though. He was. Mm-hmm. I'm standing on that. He was. But he has a ceiling to him where, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's going to get there, but he has a ceiling that I think he could reach if he gets, like, if he was in the right situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because some of the throws that he make, I'd be like, oh, all right. Okay. And he had that little 67-yard run.
Okay, okay.
Because you know how I look at him. I really be critiquing him because I'm trying to see. You going to show me something different than what I seen, Mr. Number 2 pick? Because I don't think he was worth it because you came out of nowhere. I never even heard about you in college. You just came out of nowhere and you the number 2 pick? That don't make no sense to me. That just at this day and add up. But I do see what they see. Like, you know what I'm saying? The dude, he got a natural arm. Like, he can sling the rock. Like, he just ain't that you can't really teach that. You can't teach a player to do that. Like, he do it effortlessly. Like, and I will give him that. But yeah, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, all them dudes, I still think they're going to be better and they're going to have better careers, man.
And I agree 100%. I think Trey Lance, even Mac Jones, I like Mac Jones, even though the Patriots got a crazy win with him only throwing 3 times this year against the Bills.
He's been the most consistent.
I like Mac Jones, bro. I didn't think I was going to like him, but he proved me wrong. Like, he actually – and it's not even just the stats or that he looked like he trying to be so efficient or this, that, and the third. It's the fact that I seen him get smacked by a defensive lineman, ref throw the flag, late hit. His offensive lineman is trying to fight people. He go grab the offensive lineman. Yo, come here. We getting back in the huddle. Like, like, he got that mindset, bro. He looked like the type of quarterback that you would think of when you think about Bill Belichick. Like, at a certain point, Brady got too old for you to be talking to him like that, bro. We got the same amount of cachet now. You're not going to talk to me like that no more. But
I think that's where the problems start coming.
That's what I'm saying. But Mac Jones looked like he about to be right back in that Brady role for a second. And then they going to figure it out. I don't know if he's going to be as good as Brady. Because that's crazy, a 7th-round pick doing that. But he was a 1st-round pick. So,
we going to see. That's what I was about to say. I was about to say to you, if he doesn't now, nobody going to win this many Super Bowls. But as far as doing what Brady did and as far as the excellence and getting to the playoffs, I think he's capable as long as he got Bill Belichick. I will say that. We're seeing it.
I agree.
Because we thought we were going to see it with Cam. And when Cam was good last year before he got COVID and all that, the Patriots was looking like they was good. And I was like, uh-oh. But now, like you said, he got him a little mini time. He get the ball out of his hands. He has the quickest release time within, I think, the league. He might, besides Tom Brady and, you know, some of the, you know, the best quarterbacks. But he's up there. I know he got to be top 10 as far as release time. He get that right ball out of his hand. And he doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't gamble. So he's been the most consistent out of all the rookie quarterbacks. So that, I mean, obviously he's been starting the entire year, but he's been the most consistent. And I think he might have the best career just because of the coaching. And like, we're going back to how this conversation started. Some of these dudes get drafted in horrible situations and it ruins their career. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, I just pray the next dudes that come in, I hope they ready, man, because it ain't been looking too good for these quarterbacks, man. These dudes been coming and going.
Yeah, I mean, but you got a few that's out here hooping. You got Joe Burrow. You got Justin Herbert. You got different dudes that's out here going crazy. So I mean, it's always a give and take with these drafts, bro. You know, it's always people, they the quarterback is the most important position. So they're going to hype up at least 2 to 3, maybe 5 quarterbacks a year.
Yeah, they're going to hype up years. This dude from Pittsburgh with his two gloves, Kenny Pickett guy. I do not want nobody, no quarterback with the last name Pickett. I'm cool. That wear two gloves. I'm cool off him. I'm cool.
So he Teddy two gloves, but his last name Pickett?
Yeah. And he a mobile quarterback. He runs. White boy. He's the dude I know you've seen on the highlight that did the fake slide and then juke the ball. Like he act like he was going to slide. The ball was about to go there. I've never seen that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And they said they was going to like ban it, like or something like that. Like if you like make it illegal because it's like it's not fair to the defensive player. Because he act like he was going to go down for the slide. So the person, the defender gave up and then he juked him as he got close to him and got back up like and just ran for like a 60-yard touchdown. It did. It was nasty, though. I ain't going to lie. It was nasty. But I don't want him.
I got to see that highlight, bro. I'm going to look for that, John. Now. His name, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. And I'm scared the Eagles going to draft him, bro. Please, God, don't let – please, y'all, don't mess it
y'all
up.
Y'all shouldn't draft – Hurts is –
We got to the playoffs. We got 3 first-round picks. We can't mess it up.
Bro, Hurts is only going to get better. Y'all need
a top 10 quarterback. I don't care what nobody say.
I'm not even going to disagree with you. I think that's a little crazy, but you're an Eagles fan, so you're supposed to say that. Y'all need another receiver. If y'all could get another receiver that could be his favorite or one of his, if y'all could get
to somebody Jamar that Chase make his throws easier, basically. Yes, that's Jamar what he needs. Jamar Chase,
T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, who else? Like, it's Devontae Smith and what's his name? Rager dropping the ball. Like, come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. He is so horrible. Go ahead, though. Hey, I need to be shot in the leg or the foot for saying he's baby Reek. I swear. And I'm so sorry, Tyreek Hill. I'm so sorry, bro. And if you ever see me smack the shit out of me, smack the dog shit out of me, excuse my language, but smack the dog shit out of me because that, oh my God, that's the worst take I've ever had on this goddamn podcast. I shouldn't even be talking about sports after I said that. Hey, and I will admit it. Like, I will admit it.
Baby Reek is crazy.
What I saw, bro, but I just thought he was going to do the Nelson Aguilar thing. That's what I thought. Because remember, Aguilar, we thought the same thing about Aguilar. Like, oh, he's trash.
And then he went crazy.
Then what he looked like? He didn't. We wasn't that crazy this year. And because ain't he with the Patriots now?
Yeah, he with the Patriots. But that's Mac Jones. Mac Jones not ready to throw the ball yet. Yeah, he's still playing.
He looked crazy with Derek Carr last year. That was crazy.
He did.
1,000-yard receiver. I think he caught like 7 touchdowns. I said, damn, man. Yeah,
Got some good plays with Mac Jones this season too. It's just Mac Jones not going deep. Mac Jones don't got he not going deep as much. He don't got the offensive reins like that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
If we being honest, to keep it,
we'll probably tell him check it down.
Right. Take your first read if it's open. If your first read is open, take it.
If that slant ain't open,
back that up.
If flat ain't open, you better throw that joint right to the check it down.
Right, yeah.
That's why he loved throwing it to the running back.
Running back, facts. That's his favorite receiver, low key. But yeah, shout out to Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, man. I know some people won their leagues just off of drafting them too, like on some weird. I'm about to draft both of them because they played together in college and they won their league off that. So,
yeah,
that's crazy. That's 100 points, 90, 80 points, 85, 90 points off
that. That was 100 points. That was 100 points. They both put up 50. They both put up 50. Or close. No. I think Joe Burrow put up like 40 something, but in Naj League, he put up 50. Almost put up 60.
I'm pissed that I took Tyler Boyd. I feel like I could have got Chase one round earlier, but I ain't going to talk about that. I'm done talking about fantasy. I'm back next year, though. About to go crazy in fantasy next year.
Yeah, we say that every year, bro.
Yeah, but
I went from being the number 2 seed to being number 7, dog. I won all them games for nothing. Number 7, bro. My other league, I was 5th. Other league, I was 4th. It was a
bad year, bro.
COVID, I hate COVID, bro. COVid fucking.
Yeah, that's
let me stop sucks. For the CDC thing coming at the bottom of the screen or something.
Yeah, pack that up. Don't be on our podcast, cousin. Cool off that.
They gonna pack this podcast right the fuck up.
Nah, we about to pack them up. Please do not come across here. Yeah, bro, I ain't really got nothing else. Who you think winning the MVP? Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you got to give it to him because Tom Brady messed up. No, they not going to give it to him running back. You know they not giving it to no running back. MVP. Only way they would have gave it to a running back is if they would have had the best record and they would have had the number one seed in the AFC. If they had the number one seed in the AFC, I would have gave it to Jonathan Taylor.
I agree 100%. I think that was his easiest path to get it. But you know why I think they could still possibly give it to him this year? Because his runs just look so different, bro. Like, when he really do have good runs, he have, like, at least two, three crazy runs a game. And his runs just look different, bro.
He like be having them Derrick Henry runs.
Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch throwing people off, all that, bro. He's different. So I think that's the only reason he got a chance, but I think they're going to give it to one of the quarterbacks, like you said. But if they would have got the number one seed, I agree 100% with you, bro. We'd be on the same type thinking. If they'd have got the number one seed, probably.
I don't think they want to give it to Aaron Rodgers back-to-back years, but how can you not? He clinched the number one seed. Wait, again, right?
Yeah.
Then they clinched the number one seed? I think they did. I think they clinched the number one seed. Didn't they clinch it last year? He was the MVP last year. It's like, I don't know how you not give it to him. Like, he got to win back-to-back MVPs. I mean, unless they just want to give it to Tom Brady just to give it to Tom Brady. But I would love for them to give it to Jonathan Taylor because it would just open the door for them to start giving it to other players. Like, I'm tired of them giving it to quarterbacks, bro. Like, we tired of that. We know quarterbacks are the most important. We know that. But we know if that quarterback didn't have D-Hop or we know if Aaron Rodgers didn't have Devontae Adams, he wouldn't be fucking – his record wouldn't be what it was.
Right.
I don't care what you're talking about. It probably would. No, because Devontae Adams is like that. Nah, it wouldn't be. Like, you know what I'm saying? So even Tom Brady need good receivers. Everybody need good receivers, people that can catch the ball. So it ain't just about the quarterback all the time. Jeez.
I need Aaron Rodgers to – either sit out or stink it up this week, and Jonathan Taylor and Micah Parsons both to go crazy.
What you saying, Micah Parsons? Oh, yeah, Micah Parsons is winning defensive player of the year. No, he not. And you know why? Because the only reason why is because they want TJ Watt to win it so bad. He just hit 21 and a half sacks, and they want him to break Michael Strahan records so bad. I think he had 4.5 sacks last game. Bro,
he literally ran away with it last game.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if he didn't put up them 4.5 sacks last game, I would say Micah Parsons is the defensive player of the year. Because Myles Garrett was up there, but then he started getting hurt, his hamstring, and then that messed him up.
Right.
He could have got it because he was going crazy. But then you can give it to the bull, which I feel like he's not getting no credit. Oh, what's his name? What team is he on? I can't even remember what team he. I think he might be this. I just seen he had like 20 something sacks.
You don't remember what team he on or nothing?
Nah, I forgot. It was on Red Zone. You know how that go. And they had put it up when it was a little June. Hold on. I got you. I'm sorry. Sorry for the delay.
It's cool, man. But. We low-key just went down a rabbit hole anyway, for real. I don't even know how we got here, but
yeah. We definitely did.
They probably ended up giving it to a quarterback.
We was talking about defensive player of the year, MVP, though. That's how we got here.
I would love to see him give it to Jonathan Taylor, man. But, yeah, they probably going to give it to A-Rod you can't say that's wrong if they give it to A-Rod. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy, bro, because the quarterback is, like, the most important position, so they always getting them votes. Regardless, so
yeah,
we're gonna see though. What if Aaron
my last fucking years?
Ain't even gonna say nothing crazy.
Yeah, bro, that's who it was. It was Robert Quinn, bro. That plays for the Bears, linebacker. And he had got he got 18 sacks, 5 forced fumbles.
Robert Quinn is a dog.
I was like, they not gonna give it to him because the Bears suck.
Yeah.
So he played He got 18 sacks, 38 tackles, 10 assists, 10 assisted tackles. That's crazy. And like I said, Myles Garrett, Nick Bosa was, you know what I'm saying? Michael Parsons only got 13 sacks, 64 tackles, 20. But he just different though, because Michael Parsons do everything.
Right.
T.J. Watt ain't going to be, you ain't going to see T.J. Watt guarding too many wide receivers and stuff like that. And you're just not going to do it. But T.J. Watt got 21 and a half sacks. So, I mean, he going to get it. He got 45 tackles, 14 assisted. I mean, I don't know what to say. Aaron Donald is crazy, though. Aaron Donald is crazy. I don't know what to say. Michael Parsons is, too. He got better numbers than Aaron Donald, bro. He has better numbers. He has 30 more tackles than Aaron Donald. And obviously, I know, you know, he played different positions, but he got 30 more tackles.
He's different, bro. He's different.
Think about if he was just on the line. He got 13 sacks, and he don't even be lined up on the line. He's not a defensive end every game.
Right.
Yeah, but, yeah. MVP, Aaron Rodgers, defensive player of the year. I'm going with T.J. Watt.
Respect that. I could respect that. I'm going, yeah, I'm probably going to go the same thing. Those the smart picks. I want Jonathan Taylor to win the MVP so bad, though, bro. It'd just be good for the league, but they probably going to get the Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, probably go with the same selection. But watch out for that young boy Justin Herbert, man. Another 2-3 years, he going to be right there. He's going to be winning MVP another 2 or 3 years.
They need to get solidify their defense a little bit more. And they need to get a running back, because Austin Eckler, he not it. I don't know why they think he is, but he's not it. He always get injured at the wrong times. He's nice, but he's not a
– He is it.
They need, just need
another down running back just like him.
No, you need a big running back, not just why like not? Him.
I don't
you
mean need a like,
big running back.
I don't mean like size-wise. I mean like that can produce the same like him.
Oh, yeah. If they go out and like was to grab like a James Conner or something like that to pair with him, that would be perfect. That's exactly what he need, because he too little to take the punishment that he be taking, bro. And I'm not even trying to play him. I'm little too, but I'm just saying, like, he's just too small to take the punishment. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he's just, I don't know, bro. I wouldn't want him to be down there every down back. I like Austin Eckler, though, but he's just, I don't know.
He's getting old too, bro. So, like, it's like at a certain point, well, he's getting older, I should say. So, like, at a certain point, you're going to need that change of pace back anyway. And you a small back. So, you're going to definitely need it sooner than, say, I don't know, like a Jonathan Taylor. When he 26, 27, as long as he ain't 28, as long as he ain't had no crazy injuries, we think he's still going to be crazy because he's a big running back.
Like, I think the way is the NFL going, though, is like you always going to have change of pace back. So we're going to have a three backfield, like three running back backfield. Like, because it's just smart. Like, why beat up one running back? Why do that? That was the old school stuff. Like, no, you ain't got to do that no more. Everybody can eat.
Bro, unless it's a close game, if he going to go for 200 yards on the ground, he going to go for 200, whether I give him 19 carries or 28, 29, 30 carries. If he going to go crazy this game, he going to go crazy, unless it's a close, tight game.
And I can
if he going
to
break them runs up, he going to break them off.
My guy Miles Sanders still averaged 5 yards a carry.
Facts.
Still averaged 5 yards a carry. Go look it up.
I hate that everybody be giving Miles hell, because it's like
– And he's going to leave. He's going to leave. I know he's going to
go crazy too.
He's going to leave, and he's going to go crazy. I guarantee it.
And
somebody going to have faith in him, and they going, he's going to snap.
And it's going to be the part that sucks about it is like it's Hurts' fault, but it's not. It's the coaching. But it's Hurts' fault because he's just so damn good on the ground. Y'all get in the red zone. He's
you can't take the ball out of his hands.
And then
he got 9 red zone touchdowns. Wait, what? Rushing? What?
Bro, like, I don't know. And I don't like the way that coach be calling. I don't like the way he called run plays most games. Like when he do the RPO, it be working. When he run out of shotgun, it be working. He go under center. It's like, bro, this is the only time you go under center. You don't pass under center. You pass out of shotgun every time. So every time you go under center, 9 times out of 10, the other team is expecting a run.
Yeah, that's what happens to a lot of us when we get stopped in on the goal line. That's always what happens. You ain't lying, and he never does quarterback sneaks, which I don't understand. If you are going to go under center, do a fucking quarterback sneak. But you see what happened
weeks ago. He did him. He did him like two times, three times in a row.
You see what happens. We have a lineman that's 6'8", 370 pounds. All you have to do is let him fall on everybody and just follow him every time. Just follow him. I would put him as the left guard or something. Because he can't. I'm not going to put him as the center, but I'll put him as the left guard instead of being the left tackle or whatever real quick when we on the rip. All you have to do is, like, it's not hard. This is 6'8", almost 400 pounds.
Bro, that shit.
Athletic, crazy. Excuse me. He played rugby. He was a rugby star. Athletic, and you telling me, I would give him the ball. I don't understand why we don't let him, like, a fullback run. Ain't nobody stopping Jordan Mailata.
True.
All these big men catching touchdowns. Y'all want to throw to Lane Johnson and all that? No, let these big men run. He a rugby star. He know how to carry the ball. He ain't going to fumble. I think that's a trick play we need to use. In the... I got
playoff, never Super Bowl. Yeah,
never
I know.
Never know. I might speak into, you know, I ain't trying to give up the game. It's like, no, but we got to try something, man. We got to do a playoff play or something. That's a good everybody joint. Stole it in Philly special.
That's a good joint. Yeah, everybody definitely stole it. I ain't got much else to say about the NFL. We got one more week left before playoffs.
Yeah, man. It's that time, baby.
Yes, sir.
I mean, as far as the NBA, I ain't really got too much lot going on. All I wanted to say is, if Ja Morant don't make the fucking All-Star game this year, I'm going to whip some ass all over the place. All the voters, I'm whooping ass all over the place. And I give him, I'm going to drop the Addy. Y'all can come to the crib so I can whoop your ass all over the place. Because it's no way on God's green earth. Y'all telling me he not the best point guard in the league. Besides Steph Curry, and I'm not, you know, Steph Curry and the Chris Pauls, he the best. I'm talking about young, upcoming. Ain't nobody touching my young boy. Nobody. And I told y'all a bunch of episodes ago, when LeBron retired, that's my next favorite player. So don't say I'm jock eating none of that. When he came into the league, I said that. I was already hyping my mans up before he even played 1 second. So I don't even want to hear nobody talking about I'm jumping on the bandwagon or nothing like that. I was there from day one, just like LeBron. I was there from day one before he did anything. So, but if he don't make the All-Star game this year, I'm not playing, bro, because he different, bro. He snapping on the net, snapping on everybody, snapping on the Lakers, snapping on just coming out hitting 5-6 threes, coming out of college. Oh, that's his downfall. He can't shoot the three. Like, come on, bro. He different. Bro,
bro, we knew he was different, bro.
Where is Zion?
Well, we knew.
Where's Zion at?
We knew he was different. Everybody else, I don't know. I can't say that, but we
knew. Zion, it was on Zion. Jock strap so hard. Where is Zion? Where he at now?
And Ja don't get no cuff though, bro.
But you see, Ja gets no love though.
He in Memphis.
Zion do shit. He get all the love.
Yeah, that's facts.
You can't say that because that's why they say AD left New Orleans. You can't even say that. I'm not trying to hear that.
That's facts.
They give Zion all the he in New Orleans.
That's facts.
And New Orleans cool. I've been down there. It's cool and all that. But come on, dog. Like,
and you know what it looked like? It looked like the game slowing down for Ja. He just playing so different this season. He just looked like everything is starting to come together, bro. That's
you know
all.
Who he looked like? You know who he don't remind
it,
me of? Bro. And it's scary.
Don't say
it's
it.
It's scary how much don't he remind
it.
Me of him.
Don't say it.
Derrick fucking Rose. Now, I said he reminds me of him. I didn't say they're exactly the same or play exactly the same. But I don't care what you're talking about. If he got the media coverage that Derrick Rose got, you will be thinking the same thing I'm thinking. This man is the closest thing we done seen to Derrick Rose. I don't care what nobody say. You could tell me I'm crazy, I'm tripping all you want. Ja Morant is the closest thing we've seen to Derrick Rose. He's different, bro. He just different. He got too much bounce to be a point guard. He just different, bro. He get the ball. That don't be like, yo, get out the way. How did they used to act when Derrick Rose used to get the ball and he was coming down the court? Get out the way. Yo, either you gonna follow him or you gonna get out the way.
Nah, facts.
Because even if you stay in the way, he gonna jump, try to jump over you.
He chilled out on that. You can see he chilled though on jumping over people. He like, all right, I gotta chill. I can't be jumping over people every time. I'm gonna fuck my knee up. I think he had that little injury scare with his knee this year. He's like, I ain't doing that shit no more. Like, but that's the closest thing Derrick Rose I'd have seen. I'm sorry.
I can't even disagree with you, bro. I just ain't want you to say it.
I had to, bro. That's my guy, man. I gotta hype my guy up, man.
Nah, but Ja Melo definitely the future. It's a couple other young bulls, but Ja Melo the future, bro. Ja Melo.
Yeah, they give Melo, he in Charlotte. He get all the clout.
And one of these dudes from the Celtics is going to go somewhere, and they both going to end up going crazy, bro. I feel like. One of these dudes from the Celtics is going to go somewhere, and they both going to end up going stupid, like MVP race stupid.
I think it's going to be Jaylen Brown.
Probably. But I don't. Probably.
Because they having problems at the end of the game. Marcus Smart even said it. They having problems at the end of the game. He was like, man, they don't know how to pass the ball. He was like, they'll learn it. They still young or whatever, but and we trying to teach them that. But and even him saying that, he's going to get his ass traded. Fuck around, get his ass traded. But they just gave him that bread, so I don't know. But I will definitely take Marcus Smart on any team. He can fit in with any team. Like, he's one of those players. Like,
he's going to
his contract, yeah. And he hit the three now. So his contract is well worth it. He played hard every night. Like, I take
Marcus Smart. Low key.
Yeah, I take him. I take Marcus Smart any day. But him saying that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely gonna cause a little riff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely think they already going through something because at the end of the game, bro, they don't be no
bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. They never pass the ball, bro. They be hitting shit though. Like, that's the thing. But he was real though. He was like, just so they don't have to take those difficult shots. He wasn't like throwing shade. He just was like, so they don't have to take those difficult shots and stuff like that. He was like, we can make it easier on them. Like, then at the end of the game, they won't be getting doubled and triple teamed. Like,
nah, facts. But they built for that one-on-one step back. Give them a three, both of them, low key. I think they just need to be on separate teams. I think you could deal with one of those on the team. But when you got two of them on the team, and they both young, and neither one of them is like
overly
KD like, or LeBron or
I wouldn't even say that. I would say one of them not even like has the better defensive prowess. Like one of them not like, all right, he a better now Jaylen Brown, but Jason Tatum, when he would really care, he can
they both
he
get busy on I get defense. What you're saying. Yeah,
but I don't think it's like, oh, all right, well, this person is better. It's like they're the same player, I feel like. They're literally the same player.
Low key, they kind of are, bro. I think one of them just got to go somewhere else, bro. I feel like one of them just got to go somewhere else. He got to get his own team so he could blossom. And they both going to blossom.
Blossom? They done blossom. They out already.
I think they both can blossom further, though, bro. They both tough.
Yeah.
They both different, bro.
They in each other way.
Yeah.
And then the system they run is like, it's not made for two of those. I don't think. I mean, yeah, it's a first year coach or whatever, but the way he coaching, I don't think it's not, he need one, you know what I'm saying? And then a bunch of role players. And you can see what he's trying to do. He's trying to set it up. He got Robert Williams. He got the dude Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench, Romeo Langford and all those dudes. They looking all right, man. Neesmith, like they got some talent out there. They got Al Horford back and all that stuff. You know, I already know he loved playing with the Celtics. I don't know why, but he loved playing with them. He played hoop out of his life with them. He come with us, get the bag, don't want to do nothing. But that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, they're going to split up.
They definitely going to split up, bro.
Who knows? Maybe. Lakers? Jaylen Brown to the Lakers? Or Russ? THT?
I think he would flourish with Brian, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I think Jaylen Brown can play with AD.
Always flourish with Brian.
It's not about Brian.
About Brian, bro.
I think about the future.
So different, bro. Brian's so different, bro. He already put AD in position every time he on the court. And any guard he played with, he put them in position, bro. Guard.
So what people be getting mad at Brian with this year? They been mad because he been letting Russ take the reins and he been letting Russ control the ball. And Russ been doing what? Russ been turning the ball over at a high rate.
The issue is, everything. Bro?
If he got Jaylen Brown, what he gonna do? He gonna get the fuck out of Jaylen Brown way, like what Jaylen Brown needs, and let him run the team. And then Bron is just gonna be Bron and run the offense and just run off of what Jaylen Brown doing. And then AD could just eat because I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know.
what he going through. He must be going through something mentally. I ain't gonna lie. I think that's what it is. He can't shoot the free throw. He ain't shooting good from the three. He ain't hitting his mid-range shots. He not dominating in the paint. I don't know what's wrong with him. He not boarding. He barely getting blocks. It's like he DA now. Right. He ain't, you know what I'm saying?
He DA now.
Yeah, like he like
disappearing totally act. Disappearing act. That's who he is now. Yo, he ain't bro, Anthony Davis. He disappearing act.
I don't know what's up with him, bro.
Anthony disappearing act Davis.
Yeah, so I don't know, but yeah, we ain't gotta go down that rabbit hole. But Jaylen Brown's a
little bit. I'll tell you 100% what it is, bro. It ain't nothing with nothing how Brown playing, bro. My only issue as a nigga that critiques LeBron and tries not to critique him anymore, because he's like, I don't care what argument you got him in, he's top two. In any argument that you want to put above him, he's top two, bro. Top two, top three at most of you, some old
and
nigga.
And he not
baby.
Two.
I mean, look, I don't want to debate that. I don't want to debate that.
I know we ain't debating it. Me and you already, I'm saying.
I ain't debating.
Top two and not two.
The thing is, I know he had input. I know he had all input on his team, bro. You can't put this team together and then complain when they don't perform. Now, I agree 100%. The nigga is snapping. Yeah. But you put the team together.
Yes, you can. You was
he
wrong.
He put the team together, though.
Now it's time to switch it. I was
now
wrong.
He need
That's
more. He put the team together. Now he need more.
Yo, y'all niggas is tripping.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, nigga. That's like putting a plan together and then the plan fumbles and then you got to make a plan B or you make a
so
plan
do who,
C.
So who do you blame for the plan fumbling? The person who created the plan, right?
Yeah, nigga, I didn't say he didn't deserve no blame. I'm a LeBron fan, but I ain't saying him.
We agree then.
This is his fault.
We agree then.
Nobody tell you to go get rest when you could have got Buddy Hill. Nobody told you to do that.
I agree.
Remember, he surprised all of us. We was like, what? Russ? Why get Russ?
And guess what? I think they still could go to the chip. I think they just got to play right at the right time. The Warriors look crazy, but I think they still could go to the chip. The Lakers still could go to the chip.
I think
if Street Clothes is healthy, it's a different ball game, bro.
Because Draymond, he a good defender, but he not the same defender he was when they was on that run. He's just not. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
He's just not. Even at the end of it, he wasn't the same. Like, right. He can't handle AD. He can't handle AD. And even Confessus Azili, James Wiseman.
None of them.
Nobody on their team can really handle them. But I think what scares me about the Warriors is they have too many young bulls that's, like, really going at it. Like, the bull Toscano.
And
they got Jordan Poole
and Gary Payton.
Then they got what's the name coming off the bench? Otto Porter, you know, Wilt Chamberlain Jr. and shit.
Right.
Got, they got Kuminga, which they finally start letting him play. He look all right. Like, bro, they got too many bench players. And I think when they were on their run before, you know, their bench wasn't as talented as them, like their bench is now, but they, you know what I'm saying? They had a solid bench. That was the whole point. When they bench come in, they bench players was doing everything. I think these bench players are an upgrade to the bench players that they had before. So I think they're even more scarier. To be honest, they're even more scary for real, for real.
Sure. I can't disagree
really
with you,
think about it.
Because
really
I like their team, bro. So, but I ain't really got shit else, bro.
We've been on this show for a minute, man.
We've been on here,
but it was episode 100. It was episode 100.
Episode
100
we had to
bless them.
Facts. But we can come right back, bro. What day is it? It's Tuesday. All right, say less. I'm gonna hit you up. What day you off?
We going to?
It don't even matter. We could talk.
I'll be hitting you. I'm about to say I'll be hitting you up. No bullshit.
Facts.
Yeah, we out of here, man.
Yeah, we about to get out of here, man. That's episode 100. Appreciate y'all for rocking with us, man.
Real rap, man. Through the long journey.
Real shit. I'll let y'all.